Are you ready to discover how to maximize your marriage, family, and life while growing your business? Well, welcome to Love Plus Money, the show where we show you how to succeed in business while thriving in family, health, and legacy. All right, it's Andrew Devlin. I have got a bit of a different podcast, solo cast today for you guys. And this comes from one of my clients, Russ. It's to you. We were doing a guided visualization last week and it wouldn't record. So he didn't have access to this. So I agreed to do it on the podcast. You guys get the benefit of this as well. So with the 25 minutes that our podcasts are, I do not have time to really get into how to use that and how to use this tool. So I'm going to do that on the next podcast. I'm going to really teach you the concepts of how and when to use this. So for today, I'm going to preface this with this. Do not be listening to this driving. Be in a quiet place. Have a notepad accessible to you, because once this podcast is finished, it's time for you to be writing down. So as I said, I'm going to be doing a guided visualization today. We are going to meet your future self. And we're going to be asking your future self some questions to get answers for some of the things that you're struggling with today, which sounds weird, I know. But on the next podcast, we'll dissect this a little bit. And one of the things that this helps is it allows us to solve the problem with a version of us that's already solved it. So rather than coming from, where am I? What do I need to do? It's, I've already done it. How did I do it? So it's a radically different way than most people are approaching problems. And I did this with my client and it was just like, wow, I got answers immediately for some of the biggest things that are holding me back. I know exactly what to do. And I've done this in large events. I've done this on one-on-one. I've done it in small groups. And I'm not going to tell you it works for everybody, but it works for a lot of people. So go along with it, but be in a place where you can fully relax, in a place where it's quiet, that you're not going to be interrupted. And then I'm going to be relaxing you a lot. And then I'm going to be bringing you back out of it. So if that's not the right time for you right now, do this at a later date, pause this one. But if you can be in a place where you can get comfortable, you know you're not going to be interrupted for about 20-ish minutes, then this is the podcast for you. And again, if you've got some challenges in your life that you don't know how to handle them, and this could be the one that really gives you a big shift. All right. So I'm going to give you, again, if you need to pause it right now, get comfortable and then stick on play. But I'm going to get going right away. So I just want you to relax, find a comfortable spot, whether you're lying down, sitting down. And what we're going to do is we're just going to start breathing deeply. And I just want you to focus on your breath. And I just want you to allow your body to relax. Just close your eyes and be breathing deeply. And as you breathe, I just want you to become aware of any tension in your face, any tension in your jaw. And as you breathe deeply, I just want you to relax those muscles. Each breath, more and more relaxed. Breathing deeply, and bringing your awareness to any tension in the neck. And as you breathe, just relax those muscles. And with every deep breath, you're feeling more and more relaxed. Breathing deeply, becoming aware of any tension that you're holding in your back. And as you breathe, allowing those muscles to relax. Focus on the breath, the rise and the fall of the stomach. breathing deep and relaxing with every breath, becoming aware of any tension in the arms and as you breathe deeply, allowing those muscles in your arms to relax, to become heavier and heavier, more and more relaxed. Breathing deeply. The rise and the fall of the stomach again. Allowing the body to relax more and more. Bringing your awareness to your legs and allowing your legs to relax with every breath. Allow your legs to relax deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. Allow any tension in your body just to dissipate. And with every deep breath, you're feeling more and more relaxed. I want you now to imagine you're in a beautiful valley. You can see the long grass flowing as the wind passes through it. You can feel the warmth of the sun upon your skin. You can hear the birds and the gentle flowing of a river. Breathe deeply. Feel the peace and the relaxation from being in this place. You can see mountains either side, snow-capped peaks, and the warmth of the sun. You feel so peaceful here, so relaxed. You're in awe of the beauty. You can see the flowers and you can smell the fragrance in the air. As you're walking through this valley, you feel absolute peace, presence, and calmness. We're going to go on a journey where we get to meet your future self. The version of you who solved all challenges, all problems, and is living your definition of success, fulfillment, and impact. Your wildest dreams have come true for this version of you. And they've overcome every challenge that you will be faced in order to get there. They are wiser, they are stronger, and they are more at peace than you've ever felt so far. And they're eagerly awaiting your visit. And I just want you to imagine there's a fluffy white cloud just descending through the valley, moving towards you. And this cloud lands right by your feet. Now, this is no ordinary cloud, but this is the vehicle that you're going to take to meet your future self. As you step onto the cloud, you can feel its support, and you know it's 100% safe. It's so comfortable, and it is guided by you. And as you step onto the cloud, you control it and it gently rises. You can see the valley below and you feel so safe, so comfortable, so at ease. And as you move into the other clouds, you can see the valley just disappearing below. Now we're traveling towards your future self. Whenever that is, whenever you believe that that true definition of success has been achieved. And as you're traveling forward to meet that version of you, who's learned all the lessons, who's overcome every challenge, and who's reaped the rewards, you can see the clouds are gently parting. And below, you see where you're going to live. Maybe that's where you currently live. Maybe it's somewhere new. But you look down, and you can see the area. I just want you to be aware of what is standing out to you right now. Is there anything in the area that you should be aware of? That you're supposed to notice? Maybe it's the lay of the land. Maybe it's the home. Maybe it's the yard. What stands out? What are you supposed to notice? And you are circling around the home in that bird's eye view. And your cloud gently, slowly starts descending towards the front door of this home. Now inside of this home is your future version, and they have been looking forward to this moment for so long. They are so excited to meet you because they are so proud of everything that you've done to get to this point and everything you're about to do to give them their dream life. They've been so excited because they know how much you've got and what you're going to go through, and they're even more excited than you are. As your cloud is on the floor, you take a step off and you're walking towards the front door. And I just want you to be aware of anything that is standing out to you right now. Anything that you need to be aware of, anything you're supposed to notice about the front of this house, about the door, about the feeling. And as you walk up to that door and you knock, you can hear footsteps on the other side. And this is your future self approaching. The door opens and there's the future version of you, smiling from ear to ear. They are so happy. They are so excited. They grab you. They give you a giant hug. They tell you how happy they are that you're here and how long they have waited to see you. They're so excited for your journey of who you're going to become, the growth that you're going to have, and the impact that you're going to make. You walk into the home, and again, they're so pumped. They've got all the answers that you're needing. And however long it took them, they know it's going to take you even less time because they did not have a guide like you do. So I want you to walk into that home and just be aware of anything in the house. Anything that stands out. And as you walk through the home, in a sense of the feelings, the sights, the smells, what do you notice? What are you supposed to notice? And your future self walks you into a room and you sit down and they're still smiling. They're still so excited you're here. They're still so proud of everything you've done. And as you sit down, this is your time to ask your future version of you any questions that can help you right now. They've experienced everything you've experienced, and they've experienced everything you're going to experience. They have the answers, and they have the excitement and honor to be able to share how you solve those challenges. So breathe deeply. And if they know the answer that you need to hear, what would be the question? What would you ask this version of you? What would be the first thing? Would it be around health? Would it be around dating? Would it be around marriage? Would it be around kids? Would it be around business? What questions, if you knew you could get an answer to any question that you have, what would be that question? They're still smiling from ear to ear. They're so excited that they can be part of your journey and give you these answers. What question would you ask for business? Work. If there's a problem that they could help you solve, what would that be? Any challenges with food, if there's any challenges with drink, if there's any challenges with time management, what questions would you ask them if they had achieved your wildest dreams? They have solved every challenge that you've got right now. If you have kids, is there any challenges that you're facing with your children that they have solved? They know your kids and they know how to solve those challenges. What question would you ask them if they already know the answer? Perhaps you're single and they've got the relationship of your dreams. What would you ask them? How did they go about finding that person? Maybe it's a challenge with fitness right now and they've solved that problem. What would you ask them now? How did they get through 2024 with enthusiasm and passion, with optimism? What were they grateful for in 2024 that may have looked like a problem? It was actually their greatest asset that caused them exponential growth and allowed them to achieve success, fulfillment, and impact. If there's anything in your past that you need to let go or overcome, and they've done it, how did they do that? What question would you ask them now? if they've overcome those things, if they've moved forward from those things, how did they do it? They're still smiling. They're still so proud of you. They're still so glad that you are here. You can ask them as many questions as you want. This is a person that loves you. This is a place where you are safe. And this is a place where you can get answers. What's a question that they wish you would ask them? Now, I just want you to stand up and your future self grabs hold of you. They give you just the biggest hug. They're so happy you came. And if you want to stay here, you can always hit pause on this podcast and stay here a bit longer. And as your future self guides you to the front door again, they give you another massive hug. And if there's any question that you need to ask that you haven't asked so far, this is your time. This is your time to ask them again. And as you walk out the front door, you look back, you can see them smiling. Is there anybody else there that you need to be aware of? And you walk towards your cloud again, this safe, comfortable cloud. And as you step onto it, you wave goodbye, knowing you can come back here anytime you want. And as the cloud starts rising and you're waving goodbye, you feel a sense of peace and calm, knowing that everything's going to work out. That you're going to find a way, that those challenges are going to be the greatest gift. Because they're going to stretch you and help you grow into this version of who you will become. And the cloud starts slowly progressing up again into the cloud. And you can see the ground disappearing. Now you're moving back towards that valley. And the cloud starts dissipating. You can see this incredible, beautiful valley below. And as your cloud lands and you step off and you can see the mountains and the grass and the sun, hear the birds again. I just want you to sit down in that valley, looking around, soaking in the peace, knowing you can come back here anytime you want to. Now, I want you to become aware of the room that you're in again. Moving your feet, moving your fingers, moving your arms and legs. Taking some deep breaths and waking your body up now. Becoming aware of the sounds of the room. And wherever you're sitting or lying, becoming aware of the floor or the chair. Taking a deep breath, opening your eyes. Becoming fully aware, fully awake, where you are right now, back in the room. Knowing you got an incredible gift from your future self. And now is the time for you to write down everything that comes to your mind, everything that stood out, what that future wisdom was, and journal. I love to hear what stood out to you. If you want to comment, whether it's our social media or our Facebook, or send us a message, well, this is your time now to get clear, write it down. And if you love this and you like more of this, let us know. And if you could, give us a review on Apple. It'll take you a few minutes, but I really appreciate it. If you're liking this, stick us a review. And that would be a great help. Thanks for being on this week. And I'm going to dive into how to use this more on our next podcast next week. I appreciate you guys all. And until then, catch you later. Andrew Devlin signing off. Bye.
Thanks for riding shotgun with us on another episode of Love Plus Money. We trust you're leaving with meaningful insights. If today's episode fueled your hunger for success and fulfillment in all areas of life, don't hold back. Hit that subscribe button, give us your rating, and lay down your thoughts in a review. Your feedback powers our mission to equip high achievers like you with the tools to conquer every challenge. Stay dialed in with us on social at Devlin Worldwide. And guys, keep charging ahead, nurturing your relationships, and never compromising on your most important dedications. Until next time, this is Andrew and Janelle Devlin signing off, reminding you that love plus money can equal the freedom to live your best, most purpose-filled life.
This has been a production from a podcast studio.